worship our Lord, our King. We worship you, Jesus.
And there is no shadow that has ever overcome your life. And there is no rival that could ever stand against your might. You've always been with us. Any battle you already won, we've already won.
Come on, let's put our hands together this morning.
And there is no weapon that is ever left a mark on you. And there is no army with the power to conquer truth. You've always been with us. Every battle you've already won. You've already won.
Come on, show me one thing.
Every chain, all of my fear, I will turn into praise, shake off despair as I sing out.
promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. He's an unfailing God, and he's here this morning. Yeah.
Yeah. Your presence is all I need. time of worship. Amen. Come on, let's give him one more shout of praise this morning. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you. Amen, amen. You guys can turn and greet your neighbor, greet a couple people, and then you can find your seat.
Hey everyone, we're so glad you're joining us, whether you're with us online or in person. Here are a few things you need to know. There are a lot of great things happening at Harvest Time. Here are a few ways you can get involved right now. To check out all things that are going on, scan the QR code or visit us at htchurch.com.
If you'd like to give, you can visit htchurch.com, click on Give at the top of the page. Use our Realm Connect app to set up recurring giving, or you can give anytime using the Harvest Time offering envelopes.
We have so many amazing opportunities to believe, belong, and be like. For more information on all things Harvest Time, meet us at the Connect desk. We love you, Harvest Time family, and hope you have an awesome week.
Good morning, everyone. Great to see you. I'm so glad that you came to worship with us today. Didn't our worship team do a great job leading us this morning? Want to welcome everybody that's worshiping with us online this morning. We are so glad that you've joined us today. Thankful that we're connected by God's Spirit, and we're thankful for technology that allows us to worship together today. We want to thank you for all of your loving financial support of Harvest Time Church, and we want to thank you for honoring the Lord with your giving today. Your tithe is the first 10% of what the Lord has entrusted to you. Moses wrote in the book of Deuteronomy, "Don't be hard-hearted nor tight-fisted, but be open-handed and freely give. Give generously and do so without a grudging heart. Listen, because of this, the Lord will bless you in all of your work and everything you put your hand to." How many of you would like to be blessed in all your work and everything you put your hand to? Generosity to the Lord is the key to that. We want to thank you for giving to the work of missions, the spread of the gospel here at home and all around the world. A number of people have asked us about giving to Ukraine. Some people have already given. And if you're interested in giving to Ukraine, I shared last week, you might not know, but Denise, my wife, is 100% Ukrainian, and my father-in-law operates a large missions organization from Toronto, Canada. It's called the Masters Foundation. He's been doing missions with his brothers and with other friends in Ukraine since the 1960s. They actually started while the Iron Curtain was still in place. They started translating Sunday school. My father-in-law was a printer. They started translating Sunday school literature and books into Ukrainian and smuggling them into the underground church. My father-in-law translated a children's Bible into Ukrainian, and when the Iron Curtain fell, he still had his printing company. He printed millions and millions and millions of Bibles and covered Ukraine and then Russia and the former Soviet Union with God's word. So we've decided as a congregation, they have boots on the ground in Ukraine. We've been communicating daily with our friends there. And so as a congregation, anything you give to Harvest Time Church, we're going to send to the Masters Foundation, and they know how to get the help where it's needed in Ukraine. By giving through Harvest Time, we can receipt you in the United States for giving. And so if you like to give that way, our missions committee has already given $10,000 to Ukraine. Thank you, Jesus. And some other gifts have come in. So we just want to thank you for that. Now, next week, by God's grace, we're going to resume passing the offering plate in the sanctuary. We haven't been able to do that for a while because of COVID, and we intended to start doing that again at the end of last year, and then Omicron came along, and so we suspended it again. But in the name of Jesus, we're not going to have to suspend it another time. We're going to be able to move forward. So for today, there are offering boxes at all the entrances and exits. And if you did bring an offering, you can put it in those boxes. Next week, we'll resume passing the plate in the sanctuary. You can use the envelope to give today by credit card or debit card. If you are giving that way, do remember the 3-digit code on the back of your card. There's a place to put that on the envelope so then Ethel doesn't have to phone you this week for your 3-digit code. You can give by cash check. Some people like to give by text, and the information for that is on the screen. So we have entered the season of Lent. This is the first Sunday of Lent, and we are getting ready for our Good Friday worship celebration. I want to fill every seat in this sanctuary on Good Friday, and then some. So we're having a kids choir for Good Friday. Their first rehearsal is on Wednesday. We're having adult choir for Good Friday. Their first rehearsal is on Thursday. They had a Zoom information meeting for adult choir last Thursday evening. If you didn't make that Zoom meeting, you can still come. We're going to start learning music this Thursday. We'd love for you. And listen, choir is a great way to get someone to come to church with you on Good Friday. You can tell grandma and grandpa and aunts and uncles and neighbors, hey, the kids are singing in the Good Friday choir. Or you can tell your coworkers, I'm singing in the Good Friday choir. You want to come hear me? And you know what? They'll come. They really will come. So now listen, if you sing well, we want you in the choir. If you don't sing well, but you look good, we'll put you in a choir. You just move your mouth, okay? We'll just have you lip sync. But come be part of the choir. It's going to be a great time. I'm going to be sharing, starting next Sunday, a series for Lent called The Last Prayers of Jesus. You know, the Gospels talk a lot about the vibrant prayer life of Jesus. 25 different occasions, the Gospels talk about that Jesus prayed. But do you know there are only 6 prayers of Jesus that the contents of the prayer are actually recorded for us? And so we're going to be looking at those prayers together starting next week, and I hope that you'll be with us. It is a very great pleasure today to have our very dear friend, Pastor Solomon Kings from New Delhi, India, with us. Pastor Solomon pastors the fastest growing church in New Delhi, Full Life Assembly of God. We've been friends since 2014 or 2015, Solomon, I don't remember, but we've been to India a few times. We've taken missions teams to India, and Pastor Solomon has come to us on several occasions. He has a great word to share with us this morning. At the end of the service today, we're going to have an opportunity to sow into a very special mission that God has given to Pastor Solomon in New Delhi. Because it's sensitive in nature. For our friends worshiping on live stream after the sermon, we're going to at one point sign off and bid you farewell, and then we'll share a little bit about the very special work that Solomon has been called to. Those of you that already know Solomon know what it is, but we'll share it with all of you. And so I pray you'll just open your heart and just bless as much as you can. Would you stand on your feet and give your very best welcome for our dear friend and our brother, Pastor Solomon Kings.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you very much. You may be seated in God's presence. What a joy to be here this morning. Indeed, I consider it's my great pleasure and honor to be here. I thank God and also thank Pastor Glenn and his family for giving me this great opportunity, Pastor. From the bottom of the heart, I would like to thank each and every one of you who is constantly supporting and praying for us. Indeed, during the corona season, and we were ended up with a lot of difficulties to run the rescue ministry, and we were even finding difficult to pay the staff salary and so many other things. Even we could not feed them properly, and you all came up and supported us financially, and we could keep moving further to rescue more girls during the lockdown and the COVID season. We could rescue nearly 204 girls out of sex trafficking, and God has helped us And once again, I would like to thank each and every one of you for constantly supporting us. This morning, God gave me a word to preach for you all is call for missions, which is our heartbeat of the Lord. Missions is the heartbeat of the Lord. The world where we are at present is really crazy. Everywhere the news, what we hear is about war, challenges, difficulties, hungry, sickness, all negative things that what we hear continuously, which is breaking our hearts. The similar thing I could trace out in the Bible as well. Long year ago, 2 Kings chapter 6 and 7, if you read later on, in the city of Samaria, there was a big famine. It caused them, the people, to eat their own children, also donkey's head. It was horrible, isn't it? They ate their own children. They ate donkey. Donkey considered as one of the least animal in my place, where I belong to. I'm from southern part of India. If somebody is not doing well in their school, always their parents used to say, we'll get some donkeys for you to take care of it. And my father often used to tell me, because though I am Solomon, there was no connection between wisdom and me. So my father used to tell always, I'll get a donkey for you to take care of it. So we consider donkey is very least animal, but the people of Samaria was eating donkey. I could understand how horrible situation that they could go through. This caused them to take some different action in their life. This people of Samaria was desperate for something, for their livelihood, especially for their food. They were so much of desperate. We are going to deal this desperate word today. Desperate is, Urban Dictionary defined the word desperate is, someone who wants something so badly, they will go to extreme lengths to get it. Someone wants something so badly during the impossible and difficult situations, they will go to extreme lengths to get it. The Samaritan people were in desperate. So the desperation, stimulates to take daring decisions. Another word I would say, it led them to take a risk action in their life. They were so much desperate. This desperate caused them to take some risk action, which is recorded in 2 Kings chapter 7, verses 3 and 4. There were four men with a skin disease at the entrance to the city gate. They said to each other, why do we sit here until we die? There is no food in the city, so if we go into the city, we will die. If we stay here, we will die. So let's go to the Armenian camp. I'm reading from NCV translation. Other translation says, let's go to enemy's camp. They were so desperate for something which led them to take risk action to go to the enemy's camp. And they, four of them, talking with each other that let's go. And if they keep us, if they let us live, we will live. If they kill us, we will die. This is something daring decision that they could take because they were so much of desperate. You know, this desperation, this risk action, this daring decisions leads to the treasure. This is what happened with them. 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 8 says, when the men with the skin disease came to the edge of the camp, they went into the one of the tents and ate and drank. They carried silver and gold and clothes out of the camp and hide them. They took risk. They found treasure. They were so much of desperate for something, and they decided to go to any extreme length and found the treasure. When we talk about treasure as a human being, immediately it comes in our mind and heart. Treasure is always silver, gold, as they found. Money, position, reputation, car, house, land. This is what comes in our hearts. But what Bible says is a little different. Matthew chapter 6 verse 19 to 20 says, don't store your treasure for yourself here on earth, where moths and rust will destroy them and thieves can break in and steal them. But store your treasures in heaven, where they cannot be destroyed by moths or rust, and where thieves cannot break in and steal them. While I was reading this passage, I was thinking, what can I store in heaven? I remember a few years ago, I went to Malaysia to meet my friends. That particular day, I did not have any other walk. I was resting. My friend pastor came and asked me, Pastor, would you like to join with me to go for a funeral service today? He's a Chinese background. And I said, yes, of course. So I joined with him. We both went. It was a surprise to me to see the person who died in front of his home, so many BMW cars. All different series. I was surprised, thinking in my heart that all people who came for the funeral service came by BMW. But I did not notice that on the other side they parked the car. When we went inside, it was a surprise to me as an Indian. The place was, you know, very much silent. We call it pin drop silent. If you put something down, you can hear the noise. Very much silent. And we were slowly moving to the, you know, the walking also, we had to walk very slowly, and we reached the coffin box where it was. And next to the coffin box, I saw something, and they put some cars, and they made it in paper and written BMW and also all the serious number also. I was surprised. And everyone was silent. I just slowly asked the pastor, Pastor, why they kept BMW cars here? And he said, Pastor, here we cannot talk. We have to maintain silent. Can you keep quiet? I said, I'm an Indian. If I see anything new, I should know. Otherwise, my head will burst. He could not deny, and he slowly told me that this man who died, he likes the BMW car very much. So we are sending BMW, the thing that which he liked the most, to him, to heaven, so that he can have BMW car in heaven. I asked, oh, Pastor, why can't you send the car which is parked outside, put inside the coffin and send him? And he said, no, only we send the duplicate, not the original. I understood. Store treasure, storing something in treasure, what we hold in this world, we cannot take it. All the material, all the positions, the reputation and the position what we hold, the money what we store in bank, the treasure that what we have, what for we worked for more than 30 years to hold the house, everything you have to leave it behind and have to go with empty hand. Then what we can take to heaven? And I believe its Bible is supporting me very clearly, except the soul, nothing can go to heaven. And I believe this morning to tell you, soul is the greatest treasure in this world. Seeking these treasures, some of the great missionaries, I would like to mention few missionaries. One of the missionaries, almost 350 years ago, came to India, southern part of India. His name was Segan Paul, Bartholomew Segan Paul. When he finished his Bible college, one of his friends told Segan, getting one soul is equivalent to, getting one soul in India is equivalent to 100 souls in Europe. He was moved in his spirit. He traveled to India more than 8 months through sea, reached there. He learned the local language. And writing with his finger on the floor, and he learned, and he sold all his property and every treasures that what he had in his life back Europe, and sold it everything, brought a printing machine and translated Bible and printed the Bible in India. First book, do you know in India, first book which is printed is in Bible. You know, today around the world, the people who ever read Bible, they get to know Lord Jesus Christ, and they saved. The Segan Paul's account, there is a credit is increasing. He's storing more treasures. Every time the person who received Lord Jesus Christ, and he's getting more treasure. Wow, that is amazing that he's getting more treasures in heaven. Another missionary, William Carey, who came to India. India has many language. It's a many cultural, many language. And this person translated Bible in 48 languages. Learning one language, our whole life goes. This man learned 48 languages and translated Bible. He left all his pleasures of this world, all the treasures, all the thing that what he hold, everything left behind, the only target. And I would say that he was so desperate to get treasures in heaven. He was so desperate that led him to take any extreme lengths to go to get it. He did an amazing job. One of the other missionary, he attacks me always. His name was Ragland. He's supposed to be a governor to one of the southern part of state in India. And he was appointed by British while they were ruling us. He was about to board in the ship to go to India to take the responsibility of governor. That's a big role. He was so happy. While he was about to go, the Lord called him, Ragland, are you going to India as a governor? And he said, yes, Lord. That's what I struggled and learned, studied, Lord, put all my efforts. The Lord told him, Raglan, I don't want to see you as a governor in India, but I want to see you as a missionary in India. He resigned his job immediately. He was desperate for souls. He reached to southern part of India and walked every street. And the people did not accept him. They persecuted him, beaten him badly. One day it happened, they beaten him very badly and thrown him out of the roadside. The other person who traveled by horse, and he found that one of the Englishmen is other side. He stopped the horse and found, recognized, this is Ragland. He said, Ragland, you supposed to be in my position because you resigned, I become a governor. Who did this with you? Tell me, I will burn the entire city. Ragland told, no, my friend. I know that I'm dying. I know that from my body the blood stopped bleeding. I know I'm not going to be alive for long, but one thing I know, each and every drop of my blood which is bleeding from my body is going to be a church one day. Many, many churches. Indeed. Today, if you go to that place, you can find every village there is a church. Some of the Assemblies of God churches, more than 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 people. And all the people receive Jesus today. And I believe strongly in Ragland account, every day the treasures are increasing. For what he was desperate, for what he took great initiative, for what he struggled. And today in heaven, he will have millions of treasures. Is it not something awesome, my beloved people? These four people were desperate for something they found. And these missionaries were so desperate and they found. You may ask this question, where I can find my treasure? The treasure is next to you. They are your neighbors. They are your colleagues. They are your friends. They are your known people. They are staying next to you. They walk along with you. They are the treasure. They do not know the living God. They do not know who is the way to enter into heaven for the eternity. But you and I know. You and I know who is the healer, who is the God who can do great things in our life, who can give peace. All these things we know. And the treasures are next to us. When you feel, yes, the treasures are next to me, then treasures drives towards to great responsibility. The treasures which you see around you in millions, which drives towards a great responsibility. This is what Bible says, 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 9. Then they said to each other, we are doing wrong. These people found treasure. These four skin disease people found treasures. And they say within each other, we are doing wrong. Today we have good news, but we are silent. We are silent. If we wait until the sun comes, we'll be discovered. Let's go right now. This word touched me so much. They said within each other, hey, we are doing wrong. We are silent. This is wrong. We have a responsibility. My friends, this morning I would like to emphasize that we are silent. We have a great responsibility. If you would agree with me, you can say hallelujah. We have a great responsibility. Last year, month of April, the 6th, they tested me as a positive patient, COVID positive. After 3 days, my whole family became positive. My wife, two children, my mother. And those days was horrible in India, especially in Delhi. You know, my beloved people, every hospital, there were big lane, like 3 to 4 miles. Ambulance was waiting to get the patient in, but there was no space at all. And some of the dead bodies kept in the crematorium, like a long line, more than 3-4 miles. Then finally, this is what they did. They put all the bodies together. There was a mass cremation. Hundreds of bodies they put together and burned it. And some of the things that they did is They could not handle it. They threw in the rivers. And they found bodies in the streets. You'll be surprised if I saw the videos. The dogs were eating the dead bodies. And the people were begging for the oxygen. I could literally see, even me and my brother were standing in the line for a whole night. We could not get the oxygen for my mother. It was a horrible situation. The third day, my oxygen level was going down. I come to know that COVID is not good for the sweetest person, people in the world. You may understand that I'm a diabetic patient, that's what I would say. And many people, they said that it's not good. Your oxygen level is going down. I also come to the decision, probably God wants to take me. I started to pray, Lord, forgive me if I did any wrong thing. I want to come to heaven. That's what my mindset of when I look at my wife and children, it was really horrible. Somehow we could get admission for my mother. She was in the hospital. And when my oxygen level was keep dropping, and I just opened the Bible, I found this passage. When I found this passage, I was moved with the Spirit of the Lord, this skin disease people, the risk that what they took. And another side in my mind, it was going, if I die today, how many treasure I'm taking with me? That led me to go to the hospital. I got ready with much difficulties. I entered into the hospital. The hospital was so big, bigger than this hall. Hundreds and hundreds of patients. For COVID-19, there should be a social distance. But in hospital, every bed, two or three patients were lying together. Because there was no space at all. It was so difficult. And I could literally see that people standing there and falling down and dying. I have never seen in my life such kind of thing. It was really horrible, horrible, breaking my heart. So I went to the doctor. He was looking like an alien because he covered himself fully. Only the eyes could be visible. Thank God all the patients were believing that he is the doctor. There is no other way also. And this doctor was coming, and I went to him and showed my positive certificate and told him, Doctor, I am also positive. Immediately he said, oh, I'm sorry, brother, there is no bed. Then I said, Doctor, I did not come to get admitted here, but I came to pray for the patients. And then immediately he turned to the nurse and told, this man wants to die. I could hear that. But I didn't bother. I went to the first person. He was battling for the life. I went near to him, helped him to sit down. Indeed, I was very tired. Yet I helped him. And I gave him a little massage and gave him a little water and asked him to say, Jesus. And he said, Jesus. The same person. If I asked him to confess Jesus is the Lord, when he is all right outside, he would never say and he will come against me. But here in this bed, there is no other option for him. And he has to say. And he said it. And I spent almost 20 minutes with him, help him to confess the sin. And he was doing everything very well. And he accepted Lord Jesus Christ. I told him, brother, even if you die, don't worry. There is another life. That's forever and ever and ever. There is no coronavirus. There is no problems and challenges that what you face here. I gave him a hope. And I asked him to confess, keep confessing. Jesus is the Lord. I was so bold enough to tell that because, you know, in India, millions of gods. Millions and millions of lords and gods. And I told him, nobody helped you, isn't it? And he said, yes, believe Jesus. Jesus came to give life. Somebody shout hallelujah. He said yes. And I went to the next person and prayed for him. I went to the next person, spent 20 minutes, 25 minutes according to the situation. I was praying for everyone. Around 12:30 p.m., I just asked the nurse to help me to check my oxygen level. And in the morning, it was keep going down. Now she said, you're all right, it's 98. I said, thank you, Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. And I was fully all right. And I spent the whole day until 5 o'clock, prayed for them, went back to my home. I got so encouraged. And I was desperate. And I said within me, I'm desperate. I'm desperate to get treasures. But this is the great opportunity. If I leave this, I will never get this. Because I am eligible to go to the hospital and touch the patients until another 19 days because I am also positive. And I go to the hospital each and every day and prayed for hundreds of people and leave my contact details with them and go. I never see any results. And June 14th, my mother went to be with the Lord. Just one day before, and she was an amazing lady who spent a lot of time in prayer. Last time also I mentioned about her. She gets up every day early in the morning, 4 o'clock, sing louder, the whole village can hear. And 5 o'clock, we have to get up, me and my sister, my brother. We have to sing and pray with her. If not, one bucket of full water will come on us. After praying, she will ask us to put her in the different corners. We have to read Bible louder. While reading, I used to be naughty. Jumping from one chapter to another chapter, she will call me from there, Solomon, you are jumping. When she passed away, I was really missing her so much. Almost June 25th, I was very much discouraged. I got a call. He asked, are you Solomon? I said, yes. And he said, sir, do you know who I am? I said, I do not know unless until you reveal yourself. And he said, I am the one for whom you prayed. And he told me this, when I was tested positive, my wife did not come near to me. My children did not come near to me. Even for the food, that was the protocol. They will keep far away. I have to go and take it. I was literally longing to see my wife's face. She hid. My children's face. When I was in the hospital, I could hear the doctor was pointing out me, this man is going to die. And I was really thinking that before I die, let me see my children. Let me see my wife and my mother. But nobody turned up. Who are you, my brother, who came to me, touched me with the concern and the love, and introduced the living God? And I'm healed today. And he said, I was praying to millions of lords and God. Nobody helped me except Jesus Christ. Today I confess, Jesus is the Lord. There is no other God in this world. He said, Jesus is the Lord. Oh, all my worries gone. I was moved. I found a treasure. Indeed, I tell you, my beloved people, within another few days, I was keep getting calls, more than 400, 500 calls. It was amazing. And immediately I thought, what to do for these people? One of the men, he asked me this, hey, Solomon, what can I do for you? I said, I don't need anything. I just kept the phone. But later I realized, oh, I missed him. I called him and asked, brother, are you staying in your own home or rented house? He said, it's my own home. And I said, can you give your friend room for the prayer meeting? He said, yes. And then I asked him another question. I know you are a Hindu. The people, if you know, we are Pentecostal. We don't keep quiet. If we come to your home, we'll shout hallelujah, speaking in tongue, and we'll be rejoicing. I told him this. If I do all these things, somebody will come against us. What do you think? He said, who will come? I am the local guy. You whoever comes, I will take care of it. I was thinking in my heart, that's what I need it. Then I realized, so many different people, different area. Jason's father is my mentor and he's my close friend. He's a vice principal of the Bible College. And I went and shared with him. And he said, we'll start an immediate extension Bible school. And during the COVID, we could admit 108 students. Out of them, we found 40 people. During the COVID, many places, the churches were closing. We opened nearly 40 churches. Hallelujah. I was desperate. You know, my beloved people, some of the people for whom I prayed, they died, but they received Jesus. They confessed their sin. They said, Jesus is the Lord. I believe strongly they are in heaven. If I die today, when I go to the heaven, they will come to the entrance of the heaven's gate. The open, stretched out arms, they will say that, Pastor Solomon, welcome to heaven. You stored us already here. I have treasures in heaven. You know, my beloved people, today, Ukraine, it was the other day watching a video. The people are scared. They are underground sitting quietly. Who will come and save? One of the girls recently we rescued. Her case is like this. She told her mother is blind. They used to live in a street. Since she was blind, people who overcomes, they just rape her. To protect her mother, she started to beg. 15-year-old girl begging on the street to save the people, save her family. The wicked world kidnapped her and put her in the brothel. 1.5 years, thinking of her mother, crying every day. She told, I don't want all this thing. They punish her. They never show mercy to her. They raped her a number of times, assaulted, abused her. Thank God our rescue team could rescue. Do you know thousands of people are waiting? Who will come and rescue? Ukraine is waiting. The world is waiting. Who will come? You and I know the answer. The answer is Jesus. No other name. He is the Savior. If we believe that we can get some treasure to be with us forever and ever, I believe there won't be any empty seat in this HTC church. There won't be enough space. If we all take a small decision that you may say that I do not know how to share the gospel, it's okay. There's a two way. You can tell about, introduce Jesus to someone, or you can tell someone, come to my church. This is what some of the disciples did. Come and see. The Samaritan woman did. Come and see. Come and see in our church. Then here is the pastoral team and other people to take care of them. Soul is more precious than anything in this world. If you get one soul, when you go to heaven, you will have a treasure. Would you like to stay in heaven without treasure? Or would you like to stay with hundreds of souls, treasures? You know, God is preparing a crown for you. If you get most treasure and reach heaven, He'll place a big crown and say, here is my son. Here is my daughter. Well done, you did a great job. You know, the Holy Spirit is moving here in our midst. Would you like to do something? Join with your church and the pastor and the vision. And to give yourself just for a few minutes prayer, writing 5 names, 5 minutes prayer, bringing them one day here, and filling this church, filling the heaven with treasures. Probably, oh, I don't have time. It's okay. Just a few minutes prayer.
and get along with my church goal and the vision. I'm going to do something for the Lord. The Lord is speaking to me. If you feel in that way, you can stand wherever you are. The first step to give yourself, here I am to find some treasure. When the worship team worship, you can commit yourself. There is a call for missions. The Almighty God is calling. Oh, Rabba Shanda Rabba Rabba Kaba Baba. Oh, Riyandara Rabba Shaka Rabba Rabba. I could see the 96% to 98% of the church all are on your feet to do something for the kingdom. You are a privileged person to have a great church. Join with your church and for its mission. Commit. Raise your hand. Spend 1 minute in prayer. Just 1 minute. One hand you can keep it in your heart. Another hand you can just raise. Show me, Lord. What can I do for the people who is perishing without Jesus? Here I am. I am ready, Lord. I would like to do something for you, Lord. I tell you, my beloved people, if you are taking one step, the Lord would say, till the end of your age, I will be with you. I will never leave you, never forsake you. The place where you put your head down, the same place I will raise you. I'll use you mightily. You'll be gifted. You'll be fully loaded with the gift. When you touch someone, they'll be healed. When you pray for someone, they'll be blessed. When you talk to someone, their family will be reunited. God is going to use you. While the worship team sing a song, you can commit to yourself. God bless you. And we love you. The Lord will use you mightily. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Give the Lord a good praise in this place today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on, would you just lift one hand to the Lord, lift your face to the Lord. And would you just say, Lord, give me treasure in heaven. Lord, give me treasure in heaven. Lord, give us treasure in heaven. Lord, our family, our friends, our co-workers, our neighbors. Lord, give us treasure. The Bible says, he that wins souls is wise. Lord, make us wise. Lord, forgive us for all the things that we fix our eyes on, Lord, that are so transitory. Make us wise. Give us treasure in heaven, in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a good praise, if you would. For our final act of worship, we're going to share in an offering for Pastor Solomon for a very special ministry that God has entrusted to him. And for those of you that have worshiped with us today on live stream, if you know Pastor Solomon, you know what the ministry is. But because it's sensitive in nature, we're going to sign off from the live stream. The Lord bless you. Everybody wave to our live stream folks, if you would. God bless you, live stream folks. We're going to sign off. I'm going to invite you to be...